Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I come to you, let my heart be saved, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see. Will be swept away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me of your love as you live in me. And Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day. power of your love. Hold me close, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near, bring me near. Draw me to your side. By the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on. By the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on. By the power of your love.
Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Well, praise the Lord. We've lost them. Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Appreciate that, Brother Lord. Appreciate the opportunity to bring forth the word of the Lord Jesus Christ one more time, and to all those that are listening tonight and have an ear to hear, and not only an ear to hear, but being also a doer of the word. Tonight we're speaking of love. Amen. And tonight's message is out of the book of John, chapter 15, John's Gospel, chapter 15. Tonight's message is, greater love hath no man than this. Starting there in verse 1, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, and he says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. In other words, the Father was the farmer that planted this true vine. This true vine was Jesus Christ. This was the genuine vine. This was a vine of love that the Lord had planted, God the Father. In verse 2 it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. In other words, he prunes it. He prunes it back that it may bring forth more fruit. Why is that important? You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says that as rain for the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth herbs meat for them, by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God as it brings forth fruit. Verse 8, amen. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. We need to know tonight that if we're not abiding in that true vine of love, every one of us has the opportunity, every one of us is branches that is bringing forth in this true vine. But we need to know tonight that if we don't bear forth that fruit that the Lord Jesus Christ bring the glory, because if we don't bear fruit tonight, if we don't bear fruit, we're just bare thorns and briars.
Amen.
It'll be a time of taking away, a time of separation from the love of God. We need to know tonight that as he purges us, as he prunes us, that we may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3 says, now you are clean. In other words, we're purified through the word which I have spoken unto you. As the Lord Jesus Christ, the spoken word is what cleans us, what purifies us, what sanctifies us, what sets us apart in that true vine of love. As the spoken word comes in, as we receive the word, the spoken word, that it brings forth even more fruit. Why is it important to bring forth fruit? This
Amen.
Is how we glorify God. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, and it talks about the works of the flesh. The Bible says Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. In other words, they appear: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness. Right there is uncleanness. How do we get clean? By the spoken word, the word of God, the word of love. Lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Talks about envies and murders and drunkenness and reviling. These are all works of the flesh. Bible says, and I have told you in times past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. First fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. There's no law. Nothing against this. And so tonight we're talking about this love. Love is a fruit from the true vine. Love is a fruit that we are to bear forth as branches in that true vine.
Yes.
We need to glorify by God. Amen. Hallelujah. By being in that vine of love. He said in verse 4, he said, abide in me. In other words, live, stay, remain in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. We need to know tonight that we as branches that are there in the vine cannot bear love, cannot bring forth love by ourselves, unless we live in the vine of love, unless we live in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more can we accept ye abide in me. In other words, we have to stay. We have to remain, amen, in that love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the vine, verse 5, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Tonight, church, we can do nothing without except living in the true vine of love, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. For if we are by ourselves, if we do not abide in his love, if we do not stay in the vine of love, the Lord Jesus Christ, the planting of the Lord, God, Father, we know that we can do nothing without him. Bible says in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. There's a time of separation if we don't live in this vine of love, if we don't live in the love of God. The Bible says in verse 7, he said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, if my word of love lives in you, and you live in me, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You will be my learners. You will be those that follow me. We need to know tonight that we need to bear that much fruit and that much fruit of love. This is how the world knows who we are. It says, herein is my Father glorified. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. We need to continue in the love of God tonight, church. The Father has loved the Son, and the Son has loved us. And we are to continue in this vine of love. We are to continue in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, verse 10, he said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. In other words, you shall live in my love if you hold on to the commandments of God. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, Jesus has kept the commandments of the Father and lives in the Father's love. As we keep the commandments of the Son, we live in the love of the Son. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is the fullness of God's joy, the words that he's spoken unto you. The purpose of the words is to bring forth the joy and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is another fruit. Verse 12, this is my commandment. We are commanded, church, tonight. Those of you that are listening, we are commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ that ye love one another as I have loved you. It's not only a command to love one another, but the condition is that we are to love as Christ loved. This is what he done. The Bible says in verse 13, this is the main title here. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was life. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He is the light that brings us to the Father. He is the way to the Father, and he is the truth that also brings us and returns us back to the Father. We need to know tonight that he could not die. He was life itself. But his life was not taken, but he laid it down. He placed it down for his friends. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Tonight, church, we are the friends of Jesus Christ. If we bear forth the fruit of his love, if we lay down our lives one for another, if we place our lives, amen, and give one love one to another and give our lives, complete lives, this is not something, it was not taken. It says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Everything that the Lord Jesus Christ heard from the Father, we are his friends. Amen. When we keep and do whatsoever he commands us, and whatsoever he's heard from the Father, he shares his love. He got the sharing plan. There are things out there that have the share plan, but Jesus Christ was the original sharing plan. He wanted to share his love. He laid down his life for his friends. He doesn't call us servants anymore, but we are his friends because he died for his friends. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That fruit of love should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. We need to know tonight, amen. He said, these things I command you that you love one another. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 13, amen. Verse 15 through 17. Jesus spoke to them, he's talking about it, and he said, other sheep I have. Verse 15, has the Father know of me, so even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Here in John chapter 10, he laid down his life for the sheep, but he was the shepherd. He was the good shepherd. Over there in John chapter 15, he laid down his life for his friends. These were the same, amen. They abide in the flock. And the Bible says there in verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not this fold. The original way he's talking about when he had come to the house of Israel, that was the flock he was talking about. But now he was talking about other sheep, the Gentiles, other nations that would come in. And he says, I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We need to know tonight that no matter where you come from, no matter what your situation and circumstances, there's just one sheepfold of love tonight, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, this good shepherd who laid down his life. It wasn't taken, it was given. You need to know that his love was given. Amen. His life was not taken, it couldn't have been taken away from him. And the Bible says, therefore, doth my Father love me because I laid down my life that I might take it again. There was a time on the third day, amen, that he would pick it back up. Church, you need to know tonight, if you want to gain your life, you need to lose it. If you want to have life, you need to die daily. If you want to have an abundance, you need to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Amen unto God, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, says, no man taking it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a commandment of the Father. There was a commandment of love. Why did he do it? Because he laid down, amen, hallelujah, his life. We need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, the Bible says. You need to know tonight that in Romans chapter 8, amen, starting with verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He was the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. He said, verse 37, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors tonight through him that loved us. God's love, the Lord Jesus Christ, his greater love, when he laid down, made us more than conquerors tonight. We're not only just conquered, but we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Church, you need to know tonight, and I'm getting ready to close. You need to know tonight that this love that I'm speaking about in the true line, this greater love that no man knows, amen, but to lay down his life. The Bible says in John chapter 17, verse 22, in the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. You need to know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has gave his glory unto us, that we may be one even as we are one. And I am them and thou and me, that they may be made perfect, in other words, complete in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Do you know that God the Father loves you tonight? God the Father loves you. It's an agape love. There's two types of love that we're talking about here. Both of them is active love, but agape love is sitting down, amen, a communion, amen, sitting down in a feast. It's a love feast, actually. Tonight, church, God wants you to come to the love feast. It's a continual feast that we love one another. Tonight, church, no matter what, I just read it to you there. The Apostle Paul told the church in Rome, there's nothing tonight that can separate you from this love that we're speaking about tonight. Nothing, no distress, no tribulation, nothing that you're going through right now can separate you. If you abide in the true vine, the Father is the husbandman. Tonight, you become one with him. There'll be one shepherd, one fold, amen, as he comes, and he'll be the shepherd of love because he laid down his life for the sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to do something tonight? Lay down your life. Lay down your life to Jesus. Lay down your life tonight. Give knowledge to Jesus. Lay down your life to others. Lay down your life and give your life. Give this because this, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Bible says you're bought with a price. Tonight you've been brought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Greater love hath no man than this. Then they lay down his life for his friends. Are you a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Do you have that greater love? You have the opportunity right now to lay down your life. And it's not a one-time thing. It's a continual thing. For the rest of your life, you will lay down your life for the Lord Jesus Christ and lay down your life, even unto your enemy, that you can come together. This type of love will cause the enemies to come together and be friends. This type of love is beyond any imagination. This is unconditional love. This is agape love, sitting down, and active love. Do you love one another tonight? He said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Right now is your opportunity. Call into the host. Call in. Let them know that this word will not return unto the Lord void. Because you know what? Tonight, everyone underneath the sound of my voice, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. Will you lay down your life as Jesus did? Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is Brother Green, Springboro, Ohio. Brother and Sister Green. And we've enjoyed the broadcast. That was a good message by the brother tonight. I know we got more to go, but, you know, I'm glad I gave my life to Christ back in 1975. And ever since that time, I've been trying to take up the cross and follow Christ. You know, he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life, as the brother said earlier, for one another. The Christ loved the church so much that he laid down his life, and he could have called, I believe the Bible said, 12 legions of angels, but he didn't do that, you know, but he could have.
Yes,
but he loved us so much that he stretched out his arms. They drove those nails in his hands and in his feet. They took that crown of thorns and they platted it, put it upon his head, pressed it down upon his head. One place the Bible says that they took a reed and smote him upon the head. And you know, he shed that blood as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Tell you, it's great to know that we have a Savior tonight. You know, we're not following some kind of a dead religion tonight. You know, we could be calling upon a God that couldn't answer. But thank God we have an avenue now through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can call upon God at the midnight hour, no matter what time it is or what kind of problems we've got. We can call upon him, and we can believe him to answer. You know, some say that he did all he could do, and he did. You know, he finished it there at the cross. He said, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. And in other words, his spirit left his body. But, you know, he's still working. The Bible says he's still working because he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for me and you. I was thinking about Paul on the road to Damascus, and I won't say too much, but, you know, here was a man persecuting the church. And, you know, the church began to pray. And, you know, that man, which was a murderer, which was a persecutor, and was making havoc of the church, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to him out of heaven. You know, the great light shined upon him, and he heard that voice. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus.
Called Christ over again.
Praise God.
I'd have called him again.
I tell you out there, if you're not saved, you need to listen in. You need to give your heart to Christ. You need to turn your life over to him. It's more than a Lord, Lord salvation. It's giving your life to him. When you do call upon the Lord, then you calling upon him for salvation. Then you're allowing him to be Lord of your life. And then you take up the cross, like the brother said down there in Georgia, preaching there a little while ago. You lay down your life. You're now a child of God, and you're not your own. Now I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood, but it's good to be on here tonight.
Appreciate that. Good word there. 423, come in there and tell us where you're at and who you are.
This is Brother Pretty. I didn't know whether there's anybody else on our 423 or not. I saw Connie might be coming in, but I thought I'd call in and tell you to live the Lord, and I'm on my way home, and I don't want to be fooled by the doctrines and cults out in the world. And I'm like that brother I told you go back, I don't want some hypocrite to keep me out of heaven, and I don't mean to let it. And you know, there's going to be a lot of people deceived and fooled. When old Peter denied the Lord three times, I believe that if he'd have died in Nicodemus, he went to hell. He was saved before he did that. But after he repented, wept bitterly, Holy Ghost come on the scene, why, he was back in fellowship with God. You can't live any kind of a life and think you'd get by with God. Jesus told Pilate, he said, I am the truth. Pilate wanted to know what the truth was. The truth is living it every day. Don't give up. You can't live like hell out here and expect God to bless you and save you. He won't do it. You've got to live that life, hold on to him, keep the faith, amen, and live every day like it's your last, because very well could be. I've got a friend right now laying in Parkwest Hospital at the point of death. If the Lord don't intervene, he's going to die. But God can heal him. He's a miracle worker.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to see him last night, and he didn't know it. I went into ICU and had prayer with him. And if he knew it, he didn't respond. But God's the only one that can help him, save him, touch him. I can't heal, save, or lift up, but I can point people in the world, the one that can. Amen. God
Amen.
Can do all things. What's impossible with man? God told us that it's possible with God. So we got to live that life, hold on that faith, keep up the good work, amen, and live, praise God, a good, holy, consecrated life. God will bless us and save us, and one day after a while, we can go to that heaven that he's gone prepared for us. And we've got to live it, though. We can't let up one iota. Appreciate you and what you're doing here. God bless you, Brother Yearwood.
God bless you, Brother Bobby. We appreciate it. Who was that brother now that you said that was in the hospital?
That is Larry Brockton. Larry Brockton.
All right. We'll put him on Miracle Valley prayer line there.
Oh, I appreciate that. Good. Thank
of course,
you.
Be,
prayer lyrics.
Who was the other one?
Well, prayer, I went to see her. They took her from the hospital to the home. And I went to see her last night or yesterday afternoon, my wife and I. And then we went to another convalescent home, seen another lady. We did a little visiting yesterday afternoon. And had prayer with all of them. And all of them believes in prayer. And if they die, they're going to heaven because they live that good life, clean life.
Amen.
and serve the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Will he sick or will you got to serve him? He's in charge.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got a few scriptures here I want to try to read and minister on just a few minutes here, but the Lord's help. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You know,
amen.
It is something to know tonight that God is love. And, you know, I believe Brother John's one that mentioned it there a while ago about John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I tell you what, it's all about love tonight, my friend. It don't matter how far, how deep in sin that you are. I know the one, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. I know the one that loves you. He loves you whenever you're still out there in sin. He sent his Son here that he would die on the cross just special for you.
Amen.
You know, when he was hanging on the cross, your name, he was reading your name. He knew that you was needing a Savior. That's the reason that he was willing to go to that old rugged cross, is because he knew you, my friend, just like he knows Lord Yearwood. He knows that we needed a Savior. He knows that just killing an ox anymore or killing a dove wasn't good enough. But Jesus loved you enough that he said that whosoever will believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He took the love.
Amen, brother.
And give it for you and I. And we can look here in 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. It says, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You know,
amen.
Praise God, it tells us that we've got to have charity. And you know, the word charity, that is love. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight that we have that charity. I'm so thankful tonight that we have that love. And it goes on down in the second verse. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, it's time tonight that people realize that they need the love of God. And, you know, it's going to take the love of God to get us into the kingdom of God. Let's look into the verse 4 there. It says, verse 3, I'm sorry. And though I bestowed all my goods and need feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profits me nothing. You know, I tell you, it tells me tonight that love is the only thing that's going to matter. The
amen,
love
brother.
Of God is the only thing, my friend, is going to count. One day after a while, when we stand before him, I believe he's going to take a book, and he's going to open that book up, and he's going to see how much love that we've had, how much that we've gave to people. I tell you, it takes a love, us loving something, a loving God, that we can do what God would have us do. We can look here into the fourth verse. It says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity fronts not itself, is not puffed up. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that lets me know tonight that the love of God is something, my friend, that is great. It takes the love for us to get into the kingdom of God. It takes the love for us to get an answer from God. And we can have that answer if we will take the love and always face God with it. I tell you, God, he's looking for people that will love each other. You know, the Bible tells us in one passage of Scripture, it says that if you hated your brother without a cause, you're a murderer. And I tell you, if you got the love of God in your heart, you're not going to hate your brother. You're going to love him, praise God, like you love yourself. I tell you, it's something for us to think about. It's something for us to realize that everything is centered upon love. I believe we're going into the fifth verse now. It says, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not his own, her own, is not easily or broke, thinketh no evil. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it's something for us to think about. Praise God. In the sixth verse, it says, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Hallelujah. You know, there's so many times today that the evil will come up, and if we're not cheerful, we'll be leaning toward it. We'll be rejoicing in a little bit of it. But thank God, the Bible tells us right there for us to rejoice in the truth. And if we've got the truth in us, then we're not going to be rejoicing in the enemy, in the things of the world. Praise God. In verse 7, it says, mark all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we need to endure all things through the love of Christ, through the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. We need to realize that God is love. As I was reading up there a while ago, in the first John, in the fourth chapter and verse 8, it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. God is love. Hallelujah. You know, if we love God, then we've got the love of God down in our lives, down in our heart. Then we're going to do something for him. You know, let's look into verse 8 down here. It says, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. You know, praise God, all of that will happen one of these days. It'll all go away. It'll vanish. And but praise God, there's one thing for sure. of the love of God will never vanish. It will never perish, but it'll always go with us. And, you know, we can read in verse 9 there, it says, for we know it in part, and we prophesy in part, but with that which we, which is perfect, is come, then that which is in perfect, in part, shall be done away. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And the 11th verse there, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. You know, Paul was telling us that there. Praise God. You know, it's something to think about tonight, my friend. When he was just a child, he thought as a child. But praise God, whenever he got the love of God down in him, he become a man, and he put away the childish things, and he began to think as a man. And, you know, that's what we need to know tonight. We need to put away the childish things and start seeking the things of God and start becoming the things of God. We can look here in the, praise God, hallelujah. In the 12th verse, it says, for now we see though through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Praise God, hallelujah. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these three is charity. That's what I've been saying tonight. Of these three is charity. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see that we've got another call in here. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Connie Cash in Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Sister Connie. Glad you called in there tonight.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We're speaking on love tonight. Go ahead and tell us something about the Lord there and tell us about what kind of service you had Sunday night at the jail.
Well, we had a good service, and a young lady got up and asked a question, and I think she got quite a few people's attention by what she asked. She asked if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
Amen.
That's quite a question.
Yes, it is. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, I'm just glad that I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I am happy to say that I know the Lord as my personal Savior, and I thank Him for the job that He gave me at the jail, because it has turned out to be really a blessing. We've been there 18 years now, and we've seen quite a few souls saved, and a lot of people have really done well, and there's even a few that have become preachers.
Amen.
Inside the jail as well as outside.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God's been good.
Amen. We're going to go and let the Scots come in there and sing us a song. I'm in it for the love. So go ahead there and let the Scots come in.
Time and talent.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate that wonderful song. I hope and pray that you were blessed by it. I've got a few more verses here, by God's help. We want to try to go through. We're looking into Psalm of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thine arms, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are cold as a fire, which hath a most vehement flames. You know, I can't pronounce that other word there, but God knows about it. But you know, I'm telling you something, my friend, we need to have the love of God and the charity of God in our lives if we want to make heaven our home. You know, it's going to be impossible to get in any other way, but we've got to go God's way or none at all. We've got to go and realize that His love is what will take us in. And I praise God tonight because that I know that I have I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been sanctified, set apart from this world, and praise God, I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that one day after a while that I'm going to hear Him say, come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As David said, goodness and surely and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If I've got goodness and mercy follow me, I ain't got no worries. But thank God we're going to have to keep that all in our hearts and all in our minds that the charity is the greatest of all these three. I tell you what, it's something for us to think about tonight, my friend. I just praise God for an opportunity to come into your country, in your home, where that you may be at, just to lift up the name of Jesus, just to tell you that Jesus died on the cross, that you could have life and have it more abundant. I don't know who keeps trying to call in on my cell phone. That's the only way I got to go on tonight is through the cell phone. So maybe praise God, I can get with them afterwards. But right now, we're obeying God. And greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I just thank God tonight that we've got a few people that called in that was willing to testify to the world that Jesus Christ died on the cross for them and that He loved them enough that He died there. You know, praise God. I'm glad He didn't hate us. If He had of, He would never come down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But He loved us. While we were still yet sinners, He loved us enough that He come down from the throne of God and gave His life that we could have this life and have it more abundant. I praise God for that. Brother John, come in there and obey the Lord again. Hallelujah.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Brother Lord. You know, you're talking there, that which is perfect is come. That which is in part done shall be done away with. There's a full revelation. Perfection is completeness. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, it says, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. And His love is perfected in us. That's the full revelation of His complete love. It says, hereby know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He hath given us of His Spirit. His Holy Spirit, He's given. Amen. His life, amen, is quickened our mortal bodies. That's through His love. And we've seen and do bear testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We are the testimony. We are the witnesses to go into the world to tell everyone that He is the Savior of the world, no matter where you're at. I know tonight there are those that, some of you listening to this broadcast that have actually hazarded your life, that have actually endangered yourself because of listening to this broadcast. We're praying for you. Brothers and sisters, we're lifting you up knowing, amen, that those of us in certain areas have a privilege, but I know some of you are listening at this hour, will be listening at another time, that you've hazarded your lives because you do love the Lord. That whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. When going down to verse 17 there, it says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We are bold in this world because of the love that dwells in us now. Therefore, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love or complete in love. You need to know tonight, those of you don't need to fear. God declares that there's no fear in love. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Tonight you need to have that assurance that His love will cover a multitude of sins. His love will cast out that fear that some of you are feeling right now. You know, His love will take hold of that fear because there are some of you that are in torment right now. If you'll receive His love right now, if you'll receive that perfected love, it only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll receive that complete love, some of you have known in part, but that which is perfect, it'll be taken away with. God will give you a full revelation. You need to know tonight that God's love tonight will bring you to a place of perfection, completion in Him. We love Him because He loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he also loveth God, loveth his brother also. We must, the condition is that we must love our brothers. So the condition is we must love everyone. The condition tonight of God's love is that we have love one to another. The condition is, whatsoever we've done unto the least of these, we've done unto him. If we must go and we must visit. We must go and visit those that are in prison. We heard of testimonies tonight of those going in intensive care units. If he was sick, go visit them. And in prison, visit them. Pray with them. These are acts of love. The Bible says, don't love in word, but in love in deed and in truth. We don't just need to give lip service tonight, but we need to come forth. We have an example in Judas, amen? And I know we don't have very much time, but at the very hour in John chapter 13, that when Judas went out, immediately that he would do that which he'd done quickly. Jesus declared in John chapter 13, verse 31, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Goes on down to the verse 34. He talks about that, in verse 33, he talks about that he was getting ready to go to a place that they couldn't go. He was getting ready to go to death where they couldn't go. But he would come, and he would receive them unto himself. He said as he was going away, a new commandment he gave unto them. In verse 34, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men, know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. Tonight we need to know, all of us are disciples together, all of us come from different backgrounds, kindreds, nations, but the true thing that holds us all together is the love of God tonight. As we have loved one another, love the stranger, love the pilgrim, love your enemies. This is the type of gospel tonight that when your enemy thirsts, you feed him. When your enemy hungers, you give him something to drink or tonight, we serve a God of God's love. This is what he would do. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good tonight, church. Call into the host. send him an email. Let him know that we're reaching out to this gospel of love tonight. And we give God all the glory because we love you tonight, church. We love you tonight as we ought to, as we are commanded. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Amen. Brother Green?
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's Sister Green.
Okay. We're running real close to time here, but go ahead and say a word or two there and pray for the people's needs.
Okay. Praise God. I sure thank the Lord that He saved me. He gave me that pure love that you all are talking about. I had a scripture that I wanted to read, but for the time's sake, I'll just go ahead and leave it go. But I want to pray for those out there. If you don't have the Lord, if you don't have Jesus as your Savior, we're going to pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you and we ask, Lord, that you touch the hearts of the people, God. Go into their homes, wherever they may be, dear Lord, and touch their hearts, dear Lord, and let them see that you're real, dear God, like you did Paul on the road of Emmaus, Lord, and show them, dear God, on Damascus, Lord, that you called him, Lord, and you showed him, and that you're real, dear Lord. Give him a vision or a dream or send somebody. Lord, you said if we plant and water, you'd be the one to give the increase, and Lord, let your word not return void, dear God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So God bless everybody. We're out of time, so we'll talk to you there again next week. God bless you. We love you. Bye.